Should dying patients be able to buy experimental drugs, even if there's little chance they'll work? Lawmakers in Tennessee and across the country are being urged to make that possible, but many in the field of medicine are skeptical. Matthew Peachy specializes in treating people at the end of their lives. It's a lot more than giving patients sedatives and painkillers. His focus is on helping the terminally ill figure out how to best use the time they have left.
The most important thing for us is to be very realistic and very honest about what our expectations are.
Peachy teaches internal and palliative medicine at Vanderbilt University's School of Medicine. He has concerns about a bill now under consideration at the state legislature called Right to Try. The proposal would give dying patients legal authority to buy experimental drugs from manufacturers, even if they haven't been approved. The idea is to help them go around the Food and Drug Administration, which requires complex and lengthy tests before medicines can hit the market. Five states have already passed Right to Try. Lawmakers can't seem to resist the opportunity to help the dying, at no cost to taxpayers. But few drug companies seem interested. Peachy has an idea why.
You have to keep in mind that what they want to show is that this medicine is safe and effective. If they start to give this to a large number of people who are near the end of life already, and many of those people go on to die, that makes the drug look bad in the greater process.
Tennessee legislators should get a chance to mull these questions on Wednesday, when Right to Try is scheduled to come up again for debate. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.